Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I am so excited that Ken and Joe Scott are back in Colorado. But first this, it's the federal holiday, Independence Day. And if you have wondered why it is that Christians support America's War of Independence, but we condemn France's Revolutionary War, well, we did a whole show on that last week. Just go to kgov.com, use the carousel at the bottom, slide back a couple shows. You'll find it so fascinating. But right now, what an honor to have in studio just half of the partnership.
Yeah.
Joe, Ken and Joe Scott are here in Colorado. And Joe Scott, welcome back to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be back.
So you guys are our heroes, you and your husband, Ken, in preaching the gospel and protecting unborn children. But we lost you guys. Colorado lost the Scots.
Yeah, sort of.
So you guys moved to?
Florida.
Florida. We've had so many people go visit you already.
Yes.
Including a number of our family members. But could we get an update? I'd also like to talk to you about the Southern Baptist Convention that was just held, the leadership passing of the torch for Operation Save America, Operation Rescue National. I'd like to get an update on sanctuary cities. And there's a behind the scenes here at Bob and Yurt Live, Ken and Joe Scott. We have our own project to promote The Chosen.
Yeah.
So maybe we could talk about that briefly. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting.
Yes.
And so why don't we start with an update on Ken and Joe Scott. What have you guys been up to?
Same old, same old. We're at the abortion clinic in Florida, Fort Myers, Florida. That's one of the abortion clinics that David Delighton did some undercover work in, found out that this particular abortionist will reconstruct her methods to get whatever part is on the purchase order out in one piece.
So that if there is an offer to pay $800 for a liver, for lungs, whatever, for eyeballs, then the abortionist will change the abortion procedure in order to make sure that those parts are saleable.
Exactly. Intact.
For sale. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about harvesting baby body parts. So murdering the baby, that's evil. Selling the baby's body parts, that's just a further evidence of the hard-heartedness, the cruelty of the abortion industry and the culture that promotes
wickedness,
it.
The wickedness that just permeates the whole system.
So you guys used to be at the Denver Planned Parenthood 5 days a week, Joe. Thank you so much. And we were counting for many years. We got to over 1,000 babies saved, confirmed saved, at this one abortion mill. And now you and Ken are down in Florida.
Yep, and we're there because I couldn't get off the ladder anymore in the winter.
Here in Denver.
Beginning to think I'm going to have to wait till spring till I thaw out off this ladder.
There's a very tall fence in Denver with a fabric along it, so we can't see the women getting out of their cars to go in to kill their babies. So we bring ladders.
Really tall ladders.
Your husband calls us the Latter-day Saints. I don't know that I quite like it. Actually, it's hysterical, and we do like it, but it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
So we go up the ladder here, but in Florida, it's not freezing cold.
No, it's not cold. We have direct access to anyone going in, and we can talk to all the women, and it's just a great spot for us. They used to be in a parking lot far from us, and somebody donated them a building that gave us complete access. So they moved in there now, and we get to talk to them.
And so, of course, one of the goals is to stop abortion nationally around the world, but another is to close down each abortion mill.
That's right.
And another is to save each mom and baby, especially the baby, going in who's going to be killed.
Right.
So you guys are there trying to do all of this.
Right. And then occasionally on a Saturday night, we'll go to Fort Myers Beach with a bunch of street preachers and preach to the people at the beach. And that's always interesting.
Wow. So great. Okay. So Ken and Joe Scott, you guys have moved to Florida. We miss you so much.
Yeah, we miss Denver, believe me.
Oh. But it is a blessing when you're here on the weekends, like you just were at Denver Bible Church yesterday.
Yeah.
And everybody loves seeing you guys. So, okay, how about now the Southern Baptist Convention? We've already reported it, just not extensively, but we played audio from the floor and then up on the stage, the committee, how disgusted we were that they tried to do what they can to undermine this resolution to fight to abolish all abortion.
We were following it in Florida when it was going on, and it was just so disheartening. And it's almost horrifying to watch your brothers and sisters in Christ find a reason not to stop abortion.
Not to fight to stop abortion. Right. There's the abolition movement. We need to do everything we can to fight to end all abortion. Regulations that they've been doing for 50 years, no, that's too much of a stretch to think we should try that. Let's just regulate abortion and let's say how, when, where, why you can kill an unborn child. That has backfired for 50 years and it's immoral.
Well, one of the first statements that came out of the Southern Baptist Church about the abolition of abortion was, I don't remember the guy that said it, but he said, the total abolition of abortion won't give the politicians what they need. Do you remember that?
Wow.
It just drove me nuts when I heard that.
Wow. Why, in other words,
we are kowtowing to the politicians instead of God. I mean, that's awful.
Right. What I heard them say up on the platform is we don't need this because we support the Hyde Amendment. Joe, I wanted to throw up.
Right.
We're on the air. I wanted to throw up because the Hyde Amendment, which every Republican president signs, says that you can't use tax dollars to fund abortion, while George W. Bush doubled the funding of Planned Parenthood from what Bill Clinton did. And Donald Trump, every Republican president, has billions of dollars given. Trump gave about $1 billion under his signature to Planned Parenthood, and that's with the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment was a scam to get Christians to vote for politicians who were happy to fund abortion.
Right, and everybody knows money's fungible. Everybody.
Right, of course.
It's ridiculous.
What a joke, right?
Right.
Yeah, what a joke. When they said that, we knew that they're the enemy. Joe, I had a one-hour Zoom call this week with the senior pastor of a large Southern Baptist church. He asked to meet with me for two reasons. He said, we opened up early during the pandemic last spring because we saw your video, 25 Ways the Shutdown Kills People. And it removed the fog from in front of our eyes. So that
was
encouraging.
Praise God.
Isn't that encouraging to hear?
Yes.
He said, but I was at the convention. We were so disgusted, not only about their kowtowing, really, to extend the battle against abortion for another 50 years. Not only for that, but that was big enough. But doing everything they can to minimize the sin, the crime of homosexuality.
Yes.
The left turn that the Southern Baptist Convention has taken, he said, our church wants out. So we have to just plot our course, be deliberate, be careful, and get out.
I hope a lot of people follow his example.
Yeah.
Because what good is a convention if the convention's going along with the world instead of God?
Yes. So, Joe, I asked him, do you think when you guys, he was one of the messengers. They call themselves messengers.
Right.
There were like 16,000 of them, representatives.
Right.
I said, when you get to heaven, if Jesus asks you guys, because he knows we're not Southern Baptist, We're Denver Bible Church.
Yeah.
Right? Grace Gospel Fellowship. If Jesus asks you guys, where did my church get the idea that they should vote on my law? Where did that idea come from? What in the world went through your minds when you thought you should start voting on marriage? You should start voting on sexual immorality. You should start voting on the killing of children. And Joe, when the vote turns out positive, you know, it's better than if it turned out negative, but it's still a crisis because eventually they will vote to kill the children, to destroy marriage, to promote homos, to endorse socialism and all that.
Kill the elderly. Yeah.
Kill the elderly. So they should not be voting. The church should not vote on God's law.
Right. Who would think you could vote on God's law ever?
Yeah. And we were on Zoom in this pastor's eyes. They got really wide.
Oh, you could see him.
Yeah. And he's like, I never thought of that question.
How can you not think of that question?
It should be.
Yeah.
Front and center, right?
Right.
Why? To be able to stop and say, okay, what are we doing? Why are we doing it? Is it really consistent with what God wants of us?
Right. Instead of what the political arena needs us to provide for them.
Yeah. Politicians, I mean, this sounds really callous, but they like having an enemy to raise funds against.
Right.
So the Republican Party can coexist with Planned Parenthood for the next 200 years. Perfectly happy. But you know who they hate? They hate the abolitionists.
Yes.
They hate the personhood conservative Christians.
Right. Yep. But what better ally to have than a church that's willing to serve them and be happy with a crumb occasionally?
Right. Exactly. You know,
that's what's been going on.
It's the way so many organizations, special interest groups, they give money to the Republican Party. The money only goes the opposite way in one instance. The Republican Party gives money to National Right to Life because they are sellouts and they endorse the Republican at every race all over the country, even when they're pro-aborts.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they stand against every single abolitionist bill that's ever come forward.
Yes.
They've always said, don't go with that. It's not time. It's the wrong wording. It's whatever.
Against personhood, against abolition. And they've taught their people for decades now, don't mention God. We're gonna win this based on the laws of science. That's National Right to Life. The laws of science don't say that it's wrong to kill Jews. It doesn't say that it's wrong to kill babies.
The laws of science is not a moral law.
Right. They don't use the words right and wrong. No. What, physics, chemistry?
Right.
So you cannot win a moral battle with the laws of chemistry.
That's true.
Biology.
Bob, the other thing that bothers me about the Southern Baptist Convention is that it's being applauded by so many Christians across this country as a good thing that they just brought the abolitionist bill forward.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of good publicity that abolition is getting. But that doesn't make it a good thing.
Right. No, right. What a good point, Joe. So the resolution was we need to only attempt to abolish abortion. We have to stop regulating, because every time you regulate, you reauthorize. I realize the liberal pro-lifers don't realize that, and they don't want to realize it. But when you say no overnight parking, that means it's okay to park there during the day.
Right.
Every regulation reauthorizes the behavior. So if you have to wait 24 hours or you can't do it after a heartbeat, you can't kill the baby, that means you could kill the baby before you could detect the heartbeat. That's what it means.
Right.
So it's immoral. God says, don't do evil that good may come of it.
I was talking to a national leader recently because the Southern Baptist Convention bothered me so much that there's been no condemnation of them other than they're too strong. And this man that I was talking to has been talking to the man that added the word alone into the resolution.
So the abolition resolution said the Southern Baptists, we're only going to attempt to abolish child killing in our nation. We're not going to regulate it. But then someone, and you're saying, wow, this person, someone modified it
right.
to say, basically, we're also going to continue regulating.
Right.
He added the word alone.
Totally undermined abolition.
Right.
But the man that's talking to him, I asked him, I said, are you going to rebuke him if he doesn't repent? Mm. And he said, yes. And I said, are you going to publicly rebuke him? And he said, yes.
Well, that's
and
great.
That would be what the church is supposed to do.
Yes, of course. Right.
So that's
otherwise,
what I'm
it's
hoping
a good
for.
Old boys club.
Yeah.
Smoky back room.
Right.
Yeah. Like when Billy Graham wrote in his Billy Graham Christian Workers Handbook for decades, edition after edition, that some abortion is okay.
Right.
Abortion, he gave all these different reasons. If the child is handicapped, you could kill the baby. What in the world? That is so evil. And why didn't James Dobson call him out? Why didn't the Southern Baptists call him out? Why didn't D. James? It's like the good old boys club, where there's this agreement that whatever sin they each commit, the big leaders, no one is going to say anything. So Joe, Colorado Right to Life had an application by the Billy Graham Association to have a table at our March for Life. And we told them we'd be honored to have you as soon as you repent publicly for advocating the killing of children in the Billy Graham Christian Workers Handbook. And by the way, it even said, Billy Graham writes this, and then that's exactly what he said, the kids that you can kill, and it's okay.
And that's what has to happen, Bob. Every Christian leader in the country has to make them responsible for the atrocities that yeah. they've been a part of, and it is an atrocity.
Yes.
Because they influence the church, and the church follows them. Unfortunately, the church doesn't do a lot of thinking on its mm-hmm. own mm-hmm. nowadays.
Yeah. So, Joe, Operation Rescue National, which is now OSA, Operation Save America, you and your husband were instrumental bringing them to Denver years ago. What a fabulous week-long outreach we had here.
It was fabulous.
But OSA events all over the country, big national events, then leadership events. There was just the transfer of authority, the passing of the torch, the mantle. You and your husband, Ken and Joe Scott, just went to this event. Could you tell us what happened?
Well, it was kind of a bittersweet event because we've been operating underneath the leadership of Rusty Thomas
yeah.
for 7 years since Flip Binham had to, well, he didn't have to step down. He stepped down.
So it was Randall Terry originally.
Right.
Then it was Keith Tucci. Is that right?
Keith Tucci.
And then Flip Binham.
Then Flip.
I just love
Flip is an amazing man.
And his sons, the Benham brothers.
Yeah.
And the Benham brothers, how awesome they were. In fact, HGTV was airing the promos that their series of flipping houses was about to begin like the next week. And the homos got the whole series canceled, even though it was in production, ready to start airing. And Joe, Flip Benham, their dad, raised these two awesome sons.
Amazing
and,
guys.
And the name of their and strong Christians.
Right.
And the name of their show had Flip in it.
Yes.
To honor their dad, Flip. But
yeah.
once the culture, the media got hold of the fact that they are Bible believing Christians, it killed the show.
Yeah.
No surprise.
No.
That HGTV, we don't watch it. Cheryl used to. But 8 out of 10 shows feature homo couples buying houses.
Easily.
So forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Easily.
We were done with that. But so it went from Randall Terry to Keith Tucci to Flip Benham to Rusty Thomas, who's been such a dear brother, and his son Jeremiah's Wish with the governor of Texas. And he was on his deathbed dying from cancer.
At 16 years old.
16. And it's all recorded. He got Greg Abbott to promise that he would try to abolish abortion in Texas, not regulate it, but abolish it. It was really stunning.
Was.
And Greg Abbott so far has totally let down Jeremiah. But maybe we are going to get to this. Perhaps he'll help try to turn Texas into a sanctuary state.
Right. So
perhaps.
It's not completely dead.
It's not completely dead, the promise.
Right.
But it's maybe on its last legs. So the leadership. So Rusty Thomas has been the leader
for the last 7 years, and he's getting older, and there's been a lot of drama, a lot of sickness in his family.
Yes.
And so he's stepping down in order to let younger men take over. And that makes sense. You know, we've mm-hmm. been all our whole mission with Operation Save America is to raise up a generation. Flip always said, we'll lay over the barbed wire, you run over our backs, and you take over.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's exactly what yeah. happened this last week.
So Grant Storms, we'll talk about him in a minute, but his son Jason Storms.
Yeah.
He's now the director.
He is.
Of Operation Save America.
Yeah, second in command.
So Jason Storms has, well, we're friends with Jason and
yes.
have ministered with him going back years.
Yes.
But the connections are so interesting because Missionaries to the Preborn in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that's run by Matt Truella, Pastor Matt Truella, his daughter, Sarah, right?
Sarah.
Is married to Jason Storms.
Correct.
So what an interesting connection there, because Missionaries to the Preborn, they helped us put our sign on the mountain.
They
Sheets
did.
Of shame.
Yes.
When Barack Obama came to Denver to promote child killing, and we put, remember that? The
yes.
world's largest protest sign?
Yeah.
Yeah. DNC destroys unborn children. So Matt Truella and his missionaries, they really were, I mean, without their help, we couldn't have accomplished that.
Right. There were so many people that we needed to get that sign up on the mountain
yeah.
that if they hadn't shown up, it wouldn't have gotten up there.
The sign weighed 2,400 pounds,
yeah.
the letters. And you could read it from miles away. You can see it from 20 miles away.
Yeah.
And you could read it from almost 10 miles away.
Yeah.
All of Denver saw the sign on the mountain condemning Obama and the Democrats for killing unborn children. But so that was Matt Truella. And Bob and Your Live, we've been on the air for 30 years, 5 days a week in New Orleans on 800 AM Christian radio station. Grant Storms had a daily call-in talk show. And when I would go to Louisiana to present Bible seminars, he'd invite me to come on the air and we would have the greatest time.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you did that.
Oh, you didn't, Joe?
No.
So Grant Storms. So Jason is Grant's son. Yeah. Connection there.
Yeah. Jason announced at the meeting this time that they're about to have their 10th child.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And they travel.
Constantly.
Constantly.
Yeah. Yep.
Sharing the gospel and fighting for the innocent.
And Jason has a real heart for the youth, a real heart for young men and teaching them to be men and to follow the Lord. He's an amazing guy.
Wow. Such a thrill. So I'm thrilled that you and Ken were there to be part of that, to witness that, the passing of the mantle, the torch.
Yes, it was very emotional. It was when the church doesn't see this very often, but when godly men actually have lived godly lives and raised the godly people underneath them. And when that mantle is passed,
yeah.
it's powerful.
Yeah.
It's really powerful.
Yeah, the creation movement, Henry Morris, who's the father of the modern creation movement, along with Chuck Smith and others, they had in Costa Mesa, California, an event, Passing the Torch of Creation. And what a neat day. And we have video of that in our Global Flood video on the Hydroplate Theory. And Henry Morris mentions Dr. Walt Brown. He just mentions like two or three people on who the torch of creation is being passed to. And one was Dr. Brown and, of course, his hydroplate theory.
Oh, yeah.
So the global flood, the fountains of the great deep. So thank you for sharing that, Joe.
And it was a great time because Keith Tucci was there and Flip Benham. So all the old leaders were together, too, and that was just a real fabulous time for all of
wow.
us.
Was there any report? We've only briefly mentioned on this show sanctuary cities.
Right.
It's a great idea because the lesser magistrates, that's a popular phrase among abolitionists.
Yeah.
You know, like local mayors,
mm-hmm.
police chiefs, sheriffs. The lesser magistrates and the greatest magistrates, they should all uphold God's enduring command, do not kill the innocent, do not murder. Even the dog catcher should do everything he can to make sure that innocent people are not being killed around him. But the states and the federal government, they've all been reticent.
Right.
So cities, it turns out that this strategy of addressing cities and getting city councils to pass resolutions that we are a sanctuary city for the unborn, we are an abortion-free city, that's catching on.
It is catching on. There is real good news about sanctuary cities. There are now 23 cities in the United States that have completely banned abortion within their city limits.
Wow.
And if we're going to start, we started low.
Yeah.
We can't go to the top right away, but it is catching on.
We could fight at every, whatever opportunity you have to fight, you fight. But 23 cities now. In fact, Joe, I have one of these cards, Joe, just a business card from DefyTyrants.com. It says public service announcement. The lesser magistrate doctrine, when the higher ranking civil authority makes unjust or immoral law, policy, or court opinion, the lower or lesser ranking civil authorities have the God-given right and duty to interpose and refuse to obey the superior authority and, if necessary, openly resist the higher civil authority. That's awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And we know at least one policeman that did that.
Chet Gallagher. Chet Gallagher at a rescue at an abortion mill.
Right.
Which you guys, we've participated in. A rescue at an abortion mill, instead of arresting the people that were kneeling and praying, sitting to save the lives of children who were scheduled to be killed, he refused. In fact, he joined them.
He did. He sat Chet down Gallagher. And he lost his job because of it. But
he was, if I remember, like 6 weeks from retiring.
Right.
His entire pension was potentially lost with that act. And what a brilliant thing to do. Now, it turns out he didn't lose his pension, but he certainly could have.
He did lose it. He had to. There was a law that came in, or a regulation that came in just weeks after that, and they allowed him to buy out the last 6 weeks of his.
Oh.
And that's how he got his pension.
I didn't know that detail.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thanks for that. It's easy for me, Joe, because I'm a Christian talk show host, to say you have to be willing to risk your career. But we all have to be willing even to risk our lives.
That's right.
For the Lord and for the innocent.
That's right.
Wow. Joe, we're out of time. We never got to the Chosen project. We have our own project.
Oh, no.
It's so... Are you excited about
it? I'm so excited, Bob. I can't wait.
Yeah, right. So if anyone out there has been a large donor to the Chosen TV series about the life of Jesus, then we're not raising funds. We have a plan to extraordinarily bless and promote the Chosen TV series. And over the years, we've had big plans, right, Joe?
Yes, we have.
Big, huge.
Huge.
And typically, they come off in a most God-blessed fashion.
Unbelievable.
So this is one of those
moonshots. Contact Bob. Contact Bob.
Email me, bob@kcup.com, or call our studio if you've given $5,000 or more to the Chosen. Not a fundraiser, but you'll be blessed.
Amen.